suppose. I just wanna be successful. I just wanna be successful. I just wanna be successful.
Today, on the Brian Lehrer Show, a family meeting on making it. A family meeting on making it. What does it mean to be successful at different stages of life?
All I ever wanted, all I ever needed. If I'm the only one and don't nobody else believe it, then keep it a secret and watch me achieve it. Cause I know what I want now. So if you want the
money, a family meeting on making it. What does it mean to be successful at different stages of life? What does it mean, President Obama?
I know that when I am on my deathbed someday, I will not be thinking about any particular legislation I pass. I will not be thinking about a policy I promoted. I will not be thinking about the speech I gave. I will not be thinking about the Nobel Prize I received. I will be thinking about that walk I took with my daughters. I'll be thinking about a lazy afternoon with my wife. I'll be thinking about sitting around the dinner table and seeing them happy and healthy and knowing that they were loved. And I'll be thinking about whether I did right by all of them.
You won't be thinking at all about winning the Nobel Peace Prize, Barack Obama, or bringing health insurance to millions with Obamacare, really? Do we need to wipe out our achievements in the world so completely to prove we care about our families? Is there that much tension today between work and home, that much guilt? Maybe that's one of the things we'll talk about in this family meeting on making it. So what does it mean to you? Let's start with a simple fill-in-the-blank. Call in and fill-in-the-blank. I'll know I've made it when 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Fill in the blank. I'll know I've made it on this family meeting on making it when what? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Now, as your calls are coming in, we know that making it is different at different stages of life. This week, we asked a group of fourth graders from the Little Red Schoolhouse this.
What makes a successful 10-year-old?
What I think makes a successful 10-year-old is donating to help the world, I guess.
Don't try to copy anyone or what they're doing. Just be yourself and do what you want to do.
I just all of a sudden got really good at kicking a ball. Then I could feel successful about that.
Make a choice and stick to it if you really like it.
Well, it just matters what you think success is. Like, it's not how big or small it is, it's just what you think success is, and that's successful to you, I guess.
I think a successful 10-year-old is someone who accomplished all of their goals when they were 9.
A successful 10-year-old is someone who accomplished all their goals when they were 9. I love that last kid. Then nothing to look forward to for the next 90 or so years. But fourth graders from the Little Red Schoolhouse in Lower Manhattan on what it means to be a successful 10-year-old. And as I said, we'll hear more from them later, and we'll ask the same question of some of you parents. Describe from the parents' perspective the successful 10-year-old that's coming up. But call in right now to fill in the blank. I'll know I've made it when 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Fill in the blank. I'll know I've made it when what? And if the 10-year-olds are very concrete, a little less so the successful 85-year-old, one Maya Angelou, talking last year to Oprah about making it as being wise.
I'm en route.
You're still
I'm further along than yeah. I was. But I'm still en route.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know when I know enough. I know a lot, and I'm grateful for that. I know enough to try to live what I know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a lot, but I still don't have it all.
Maya with Oprah. And what about for you? Is making it measured by the road to wisdom, by the number of dinners with your family, by how much you have helped others, by a certain amount of money? Come on, admit it. By your ability to enjoy the ride, fill in the blank. I'll know I've made it when 212-433-WNYC. Fill in the blank. I'll know I've made it when what? This is our overture to the Brian Lehrer Show family meeting on making it. And by the way, if the 10-year-olds and Maya Angelou at 85 have ready answers to what is success and felt that they could get there or get close, not so Lena Dunham, who, doing Girls for HBO, has come to this conclusion about women, or girls as she calls you, in your 20s.
If you ask a girl in her 20s, are you a happy person, I think she can say, I have happy moments. But I don't think it's possible. Maybe people will radically disagree with me, but I don't really think it's possible to be sort of an at-peace human when you are between 22 and 30.
Really, Lena Dunham? Really? You can't be happy in your 20s of all decades? Women, if you're in the girls' demographic, call in and talk back to Lena Dunham or agree with her. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. I'll know I've made it when. 212-433-9692. Fill in the blank. I'll know I've made it when what? Rob in Montclair. Hi, Rob.
And great show. I'm grateful for your program. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you. How will you know you've made it?
I know that I've made it when I've given more than I've received. I try to practice the art of self-reflection, the Japanese style of Nikon, and ask three very simple questions. What have I received today? What have I done today?
Rob, thank you very much. And I'll know I've made it when... Brian in Greenpoint.
Hey, I've lived in New York for a while now, and I've always thought to myself that I'll know I've made it when I have a parking spot that I can call my own, and I don't need to wait for alternate side of the street parking anymore.
Making it in New York, your own parking spot. Jim in Hoboken, you'll know you've made it when?
Well, sort of a cautionary tale more, Brian. You know you've made it when you've worked your entire life working at a craft such as mine, and you have a deadline, and you happen to miss your dad's 65th birthday.
Oh. So that's a conflict. Making it was what?
Choosing between losing something that your parents just said, go, 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 you can do it, professors, teachers, do it, do it. And it's music for television, deadlines, Stu Monday, party Saturday, you got to get there. And if you don't do it, you're only as good as your last job, and you're fired, and you'll never be heard from again, and you're totally conflicted. At least I was. And I told my dad, I was like, what do I do? He said, well, we'll meet up during the week. But it still eats at me. And it'll always eat at me, because you only have one 65th birthday, and you only have one dad.
But no question about where your dad's definition of making it lies. He said, we'll get together during the week.
He's so chill. Yeah, he really has a great perspective. I think it bothers me. I know it bothers me more than him.
Jim, thank you very much. TJ on Twitter tweeted us, I'll know I made it when my student loans are finally paid off. Sally Mae estimates about 20 years and 5 months. Daniela in Brooklyn, how will you know when you've made it?
Well, the world is different now, Brian, than ever before. I'm 73. I've published 16 books. I have an American Book Award. My family loves me. I care for them. But as an activist all my life in every kind of social activism, anti-war, feminism, all of it, right now I will know I have made it if I have been one of the people who have helped to halt global warming. Because nothing will matter if we go past the tipping point in 10 or 15 years. So I'll know I've made it if we've reduced carbon emissions below 350 parts per million and all of life on the planet, including my beloved grandchildren, can survive.
So you'll know you've made it not just when you've accomplished something, not just when you've given back, but when the world is a better place.
Well, when the world will survive, because we aren't facing the fact of how dire climate crisis is. I study the science, and we have only 10, maybe 15 years at most to save all life, all culture, all books, all children, all animals, all life on Earth. Just 15 years before we will reach a tipping point beyond return.
Daniela, I'm going to leave it there. Thank you very much. All right, Daniela on a mission, no doubt about what making it means to her. Josephine and Hastings on Hudson, you'll know you've made it when what?
Well, we go from the macro to the micro. I'll know that I have made it when all the people I'm related to can gather together at an event that's not a funeral and fully enjoy being together.
Thank you very much. Natalie in Montclair wants to talk back to Lena Dunham, I think. Hi, Natalie, you're on WNYC.
Hi, yeah, I do. I am a 20-year-old woman, and I think it is absolutely possible to be happy, but I think that there's a difference between being at peace, which would be more content, and being happy. I just think they're two very different emotions that shouldn't get mixed up in one another. And I think that being at peace with yourself is something that is very attainable as a woman in your 20s. And being happy is something that is like always going to like go up and go down and back and forth and isn't as stable as content.
And accepting that arc, that series of curves, that's sort of the underpinning foundation of happiness?
Yeah. And being comfortable with yourself, which is part of being content and at peace.
Thank you very much. All right. Carolita on Twitter, I'll know I've made it when my day job and my real work are the same thing. Joe on Twitter, I'll know I've made it when the collection agency stops calling me up. Ivan on Twitter, I'll know I've made it when I no longer need to set my alarm clock. Ha. Dan in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. You'll know you've made it when what?
When when I have self-sufficient adult kids who have their own families and can contribute to society.
Because what? Because you will have raised successful children, or because you can stop being so involved and kick back on the weekends?
The former, because, you know, being a parent is a 24-hour job, and now you finally see the fruits of your labor, and I think that's very, very rewarding as a parent.
Thank you very much. Christopher in Brooklyn, you'll know you've made it when?
When I can buy a scratch-off Win for Life ticket and throw it away without scratching it, because I'm financially content.
Financially content, financially secure, you'll know you've made it. Jocelyn in Rockland County, you'll know you've made it when?
I can be on the Brian Lehrer Show.
You've made it.
I've made it.
Jocelyn.
That's when I've made it.
Thank you very much. Roshan on Twitter, I'll know I've made it when my mom says she's proud of me, which she does at least once a week. Other directed, but other directed toward your mother. Another from Twitter, I'll know I've made it. Well, this person writes, I don't feel pressure to make it. Huh. We'll bring that one up with one of our guests. Larry in East Orange, you'll know you've made it when?
When I can meet some members of my original family, my birth family, because I was adopted in New York State. And legally, I'm prevented from knowing my parents' identity.
Right. We just did this segment with respect to New Jersey, where they passed the open records law. Now this fight is beginning in New York.
Well, it's not beginning.
Well, it's going to another.
On for
absolutely.
Years and years and years.
Right. But it's going to another level right now, politically.
Yeah, but it's a story that you guys should cover.
We just did, and we will again. Larry in East Orange will know he's made it when he can meet his birth parents. Anna in Ridgewood, you'll know you've made it when?
Well, I also want to respond to Lena Dunham's quote that women in her 20s can't be at peace with themselves. I'm 22 turning 23 pretty soon. I'm pretty at peace with myself, but I think the hardest thing for me to overcome as just a woman in my 20s has been my body image and comparing myself to other women around me and in the media. And as someone who's overcome the eating disorder, I feel like I've made it. I feel like I'm at a point where I'm at peace with myself. And, you know, I'm a happy person in my 20s.
Anna, thank you very much. And Yuli in Cold Spring, you'll know you've made it when?
When I stop asking myself if I am happy and I have made it. So that's when I will know that I'm happy.
Have you done that yet?
Well, you know, like when I was 20, I'm almost 40, someone asked me if I was happy. And that was the worst thing ever happened to me, because I said, well, I have never asked myself, and until then I think I was happy, and then all went down from there.
Too much awareness, too much self-consciousness.
There it is.
You need the innocence of a child back, and then you'll know you've made it. Yuli, thank you very much. And thanks to you all for kicking us off the Brian Lehrer Show family meeting on Making It Overture with all of you as the instrumentalists. Coming up, part two, Making It and Marriage. Stay with us.